This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So apparently, talk show host Michael Savage, who is just a right wing nutcase that wants to build a big border wall, is now talking about running for Senate.
So that's going to be a really big wall on the California-Nevada border when California secedes.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think he would stay in California if California seceded, or would he move into Nevada or something like that?
I don't know. He'd probably move back to New York, where he's originally from.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Why would he live in those two states, being who he is?
He is a statist.
Right, but he is a conservative.
He is a conservative, but he's also an environmentalist as well. So he's not your typical, from that aspect, he sort of positions himself as like an environmental conservative. Because the final point on his platform of a Senate run that he has not yet decided that he's going to do, apparently.
But he's got to decide quick because filing deadline coming up in, what is it, about 2 weeks?
That's what you told me, yeah. What, early March?
March 9th, I think the date was.
He claims he wants to be, quote, strong on the environment, unquote. This is in an email that he sent to Breitbart. We'll tell you more about his plan here, which, again, may not be a plan. It may just be him trying to generate some publicity for himself without actually running for the office.
Right.
Because the big question is...
Oh, it's like when Ventura wound up, I'm considering possibly maybe going to do something, and I'll let you know later, but I might wind up doing this thing.
The big question that I have, the reason why I think this is interesting, and I hope he does run, is because, as I understand it, he may have to quit his job if he actually does run for Senate, which is why he's not going to, likely, right?
Right. Like,
that's why Laura Ingraham isn't going to become the spokesperson for Donald Trump, and that's why Michael Savage isn't actually going to run for Senate.
Right, and again, because California has this weird thing they call the top two system, to where only the top two vote getters, regardless of political party, are on the general election ballot. Essentially, if he did run, he would give up his talk radio show from March until June.
And would his syndicate, which is Cumulus Media Networks, a.k.a. Westwood One, as they call it in the business here, which is one of the biggest radio syndicates out there, would they allow him to continue as a, like, having a fill-in host for 3 months while he ran for this?
Good question.
Yeah, so that's why I hope that he actually does run, because I would love to see his show go down in flames, because then we might get some more radio affiliates out of it. So I hope that that he'll go for it, but I don't expect that he will. We'll tell you a little bit more here about the platform, the alleged platform, in a moment, but let's talk to Caleb in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to WGOW. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live, which is probably one of the stations that runs Michael Savage's show during the week. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Michael Savage, I agree with a lot of things he says, and I do enjoy listening to Michael Savage on WGOW. But as far as him being a right-wing conservative, he really misses the mark when it comes to gun rights and Second Amendment. Really. Here recently, Michael Savage has been talking about a lot of gun control and how that is necessary, and He's not really getting the big picture about liberty and free rights.
He's not a libertarian.
No, he's not a libertarian.
He, like most talk show hosts, are not libertarian at all, and he's just an arch statist, you know?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but he definitely doesn't have...
Well, what freedoms does he support?
That's a good question.
Okay. If you on Free Talk Live, we support all of the freedoms.
If you can't name a single freedom he supports, then that pretty much means he's not in any way.
He supports your right to not be a liberal.
Well, liberal is a very perverted term because the modern-day definition of liberalism does not meet the classical definition of a Thomas Jefferson liberal.
That's absolutely true. A classical liberal would be more like a libertarian.
That confuses people when you're talking to people in other countries on the internet.
Right.
Because they still use the original definition.
Caleb?
Now, I do agree that Michael Savage, when it comes to taxes and economics, is more of a fiscal liberal or fiscal conservative.
Okay.
But,
That doesn't impress me much. I mean, look, you're either, if you are against taxes, then you are a person who cares about liberty. If you just want to trim it back a little bit, then that doesn't excite me.
Especially considering we're talking about California.
Right.
It's not like you're in New Hampshire. It's like, okay, there's two taxes. Let's cut one by a third. It's like, it's California.
Now, me personally, I do support a lot of the views when it comes to anarcho-capitalism, and I'm a big fan of Stefan Molyneux. He was a very
Stefan Molyneux used to be an anarchist. He used to be somebody who was against the state, but he recently, as of the last year or two, became a total
four.
Last 4 million. Okay. Well, I mean, he totally jumped the shark during the Trump campaign when he actually started singing the national anthem, the United States national anthem.
Okay, so that video was kind of a troll, although he did become a statist.
I mean, you don't. That seemed to be legit. Like, why would somebody sing the national anthem of a country in which.
Because he had a bunch of people messaging him, oh, you're just, like, going to sing the national anthem. That's how big of a statist you are. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, I will sing. Which doesn't make any sense because he's Canadian.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. And now he's like, apparently, didn't he go white nationalist, racist, or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I heard. And that was already
That's
after he jumped the
talking point.
Huh?
Calling you, he still is an anarcho-capitalist, but at the same time, he's a pragmatist.
He did say that he was advocating violating the NAP, so he's still, like, recognizing the NAP in some way, but saying that he's essentially making a lifeboat argument, and while I don't agree with that...
What's that?
So, if you're... It's a hypo from a while back, where if you're in a lifeboat with five people, but it's only going to support four people, or you're all going to drown, and you push a guy off, does that violate the NAP? Yes.
The non-aggression principle.
Oh, I've always heard the lifeboat thing of, so who do you throw into the ocean?
Well, apparently Molyneux would throw the brown person in.
It's a pretty traditional hypo, though.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think that anybody can seriously, with a straight face, defend Stefan Molyneux as an anarcho-capitalist or a voluntarist any of the things that he used to actually be. We've had him on the show, by the way. He sat in our remote studios from the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past.
And I respect that. But when you come to talk about anarcho-capitalism, there's two transitions. You can either have a smooth transition, or you have to wait for society to collapse so you can build upon the rubble with free market society.
Well, first of all, if people haven't gotten to the point where they understand why not having a state is a valuable thing, you're never going to get to it. Even if society collapses, they'll just build another state after that. So it has to be an educational process where people have to be informed and they have to choose liberty. They have to choose voluntarism. They have to choose interacting with other human beings on a consensual basis. And it's sad when such a great communicator, who Stefan Molyneux was, I think, one of the best communicators of these ideas for a long period of time, has taken such a dive, and it really started to go bad when he used government copyright against one of his former fans, one of his former supporters. The True Shibes channel on YouTube had put critical videos up of Stefan Molyneux using Stefan's own video clips to criticize him, and he didn't like that very much, so he used copyright even after he'd spoken out against intellectual property on his own show to crush that channel and take it out of existence. And it was around that time, it was actually before that happened, that I got rid of him from LRN.FM. And then he did that, and that just absolutely certified that I had made the right choice to dump him. Hey, Caleb, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. He was also starting to go in this sort of, it's kind of like anti-female direction.
The MRA thing.
The what?
MRA, men's rights.
Oh, men's rights. I thought you said MRE. Okay, more coming up here in moments, which would be meals ready to eat, and that wouldn't make much sense. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We mentioned cryptocurrencies earlier here tonight, and if you're new to the idea, then you should go to bitcoin.com to learn the basics about what Bitcoin is. It was the first, and there, of course, have been many more since then, but learn about the that which created all of them, that from which all pretty much have been spawned from. Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and learn that, and you'll also get the latest news headlines as well. So maybe if you're not that new to Bitcoin, you just want to get the latest news, go to news.bitcoin.com, and you can get what's happening there. It's updated multiple times every day, and they do a good job of keeping up with what's happening around the world in the world of Bitcoin. And it is a big and deep world, so jump right in over at Bitcoin.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
All right, so a man who is one of our competitors, Michael Savage, is possibly going to run for Senate, and I hope that he does. I mean, he's probably just teasing, but if he does, that would mean he'd have to go off the air. And if that happens, then that means maybe Free Talk Live will take some of his places. We're kind of like the radio vulture. We sort of lurk around. We wait until somebody ends up dying, and then we pick at the carcass and hope that we get some of their radio affiliates. And so anyway, Savage apparently is going to be running, if he does run, on the border thing that he's all about. Seal the borders, he says. Build the wall like a citadel and deport illegal aliens.
Which so, California can't do, but okay.
Well, here's the question.
He's talking about the U.S.
Right. He's running for U.S. Senate.
Oh, okay.
But here's the question. What ballot label would he run as? Okay.
That's what it says here, that apparently somebody asked him, or quote, some very important people asked him to run as an independent against Senator Dianne Feinstein. But to seal the borders, to build a wall like a citadel, deport illegal aliens, people out there get all excited about this immigration restriction thing as though it's not going to affect them. As though, that, oh, well, I was born here, so I don't have to worry about this. This isn't going to affect me. And I have to ask, have those people ever gone through an immigration checkpoint? Because we talked earlier tonight about checkpoints here on Free Talk Live here in New Hampshire. They may be abolishing DUI checkpoints, and the state is being sued over immigration checkpoints. Have you ever been through one of those? Because, to me, that's a hallmark of a police state.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but freedom and police state are not two things that go together.
I mean, the same people who complain about having to show their ID to buy cigarettes and alcohol are the same people who want everybody to have papers on them at all times to have to show to the cops.
No. See, they want everybody else. I shouldn't have to, but everybody, it's all them others.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. I mean, look, I understand people do want their own freedom, but if you want to be free, you have to also allow other people to be free.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
I encourage anyone who supports, you know, whatever sort of, you know, papers, please, legislation they support to watch the documentary 9500 Liberty.
What's that?
It's a documentary about a town in Northern Virginia, Manassas, Virginia, where the city council, and might have been like the county commission, wound up passing some kind of papers, please sort of thing back in 07, 08. It's been a really long time. But what wound up happening is 20% of the population wound up leaving.
Wow.
Grocery stores closed because grocery stores only operate on about a 10% overhead.
Right, and if half a chunk of the population leaves, then somebody's been
out
of business.
So stores started closing because you're losing a large chunk of your customer base, and people that had been born and raised in the U.S. but had darker skin that you know, might look like one of them, they're Mexicans, they were starting to get harassed. And, hell, we even saw the thing just recently where there's the, I forget if he's Navajo, but the Native American congressman from Arizona was heckled by some Trump supporters and told to go back where you came from because they thought he was Hispanic.
Right. Wow. So So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, again, I'm not interested in having a police state, and I think people think that they can avoid the police state. But we just talked about earlier here tonight when we were discussing the government going into businesses, holding businesses at gunpoint, and demanding papers from them to show who's working there. Are these people working there legal citizens
right.
or green card holders or whatever? That sounds to me like a absolutely harrowing, horrifying situation to be held at gunpoint and to be demanded to see papers.
But what if it's a friendly, benevolent police state? A police state where they pull you over.
When does that ever happen?
Because you're driving in accordance with all of the local laws, and then they give you a coupon for free pizza.
You've got a story about that.
I do.
Let's talk about it.
The Crestview, Florida Police Department posted on Facebook about a week ago, and they've updated the post since then. And luckily, you know, because the way Facebook is, it's like, here's the current post. And it says, due to blah, 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 we have updated this. So let me jump in. They say the Crestview Police Department's Food from the Fuzz program will soon be rewarding good safe driving practices with a certificate for a free Papa Murphy's Faves pizza. The program, which has not yet been implemented, has generated excitement and online discussion, not just from this community, but in social media posts from as far away as Seattle and all the way to Maine. While motorists participating in the program, as originally envisioned, was completely voluntary, to address some concerns, the department has received the Community Services Division of the Police Department is tweaking the Food from the Fuzz program, so the agency will present the reward for good driving, a certificate, good, again, for a Papa Murphy's Faves pizza, without actually pulling the driver over.
But so they were going to originally, though.
Originally, they were going to pull drivers over, and I'm curious, they say...
How are they
going
to do it?
They say participation is completely voluntary. Well, how do you know that I'm volunteering to have you pull me over?
Well, how are they going to give you a coupon without pulling you over?
Well... Luckily, there's this piece of metal on the back end of a car that identifies who the owner is.
Yeah.
It gives a mailing address. Okay. They might just like wind up showing up at your house or sending you something in the mail.
Okay, that's less offensive in that case, because this isn't the first time such
right.
a story has existed. There have been, we've over the years on Free Talk Live, we've encountered stories like this,
right.
where the cops will pull somebody over in order to give them X or some sort of, you know, token of appreciation or what they're talking about here. I think it is kind of funny that they are using the term fuzz, which is like a hippie slang from the 1960s
right.
about the police. So, I mean, I guess kudos to the cops for embracing the slang term.
So, let's continue here with Chief Tony Taylor. Programs like ours have been done by police departments
yes.
all over the country without issue, and also in other countries.
Yeah, I take issue with it because you're pulling people over, and until they modified it, they were going to pull people over, which is a scary thing for people. It is, you know, if anytime you get pulled over, I don't know about you, but adrenaline starts pumping for me. Even though, you know, I haven't done anything wrong, I know that this guy could hurt me or do something worse.
And I'll tell you why they changed it.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-3 Like Freedom, join us on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once again, that's libertystickers.com. To the phones, to the fun. Steve in Virginia is on the line with us here listening to the TuneIn app. Hello, Steve. Go ahead.
Guys, enjoy listening to you guys. I thought Thanks. I'd just call in, and I've been listening for a little bit, and I like a lot of the things that you guys talk about. I'm just to give you a little demographic profile. I'm educated, raising two kids. I tend to vote Republican, but I'm a little bit more libertarian in my philosophy, or should I say independent. And then the reason I called is I thought I would just give a perspective that a lot of your listeners who might be younger, I tend to think that a lot of the people that I interact with that are libertarian are pretty smart and interesting. They're very interesting people to talk to. They are engaged. Well, they're not just pulling. They're not drinking the Kool-Aid, guys. And there's Kool-Aid drinkers on both sides, Republicans, Democrats. And I think the libertarian philosophy is making its way into particularly the Republican side of things, at least generally speaking. It's not being said, hey, we're libertarians.
But what evidence do you have for that?
Well, I'm not even trying to provide evidence. I'm just trying to say that I'm giving you I'm a marketing person and I work in media. And so I have that. I write commercials and I do a lot of things. But anyway, but the point that I'm trying to make here is that the average person who I write to all the time and who I try to get to buy things out here in the world that I'm in, until you get a lot of the older population that are in the baby boomer generation and older to basically be more open-minded to libertarianism and not be scared of it, and particularly down in the southeastern part of the country where I am from, and I've been all over the world, and I've traveled everywhere, you know, I've been all over the place. But anyway, the point is, a lot of those people, for example, in 2012, they wouldn't vote for a Mormon. I mean, that's just, it sounded ridiculous to me, but I was always open to different people voting for parties, even like yours. But realistically, unless someone in some of the main parties begins to adopt some of the things, I always looked at it as who's on our team. You guys were talking about Savage earlier. And a lot of us out here like to listen to Savage because, particularly when he's talking about cooking and his life and what he grew up in and when he used to be a more of a liberal herbalist and a guy that was in the jungle studying plants and doing things and writing books.
He should have stayed in the jungle.
I understand that. He is entertaining to listen to. I don't have to agree with him, but most people like me are looking for people to try to get things done instead of being a complete 100% purist in something. Let's all try to figure out where we are right now and try to get some things accomplished.
Daryl, can libertarians get things accomplished? I mean, we're pretty purist here on this show. But you're a lobbyist. What do you think? Is it possible to be a purist but also get things accomplished?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I actually had a senator last year make sure that I was aware that he introduced an amendment to a bill after my testimony.
I love it.
Meaning he was influenced by you?
Right. So what the bill was supposed to have done was deregulate electric grills that are used outside. The bill as introduced created a whole new set of regulations for electric grills when used outside. Mm. I testified if the intent is to deregulate, which is what is listed as the title, then your bill is too long and needs to end after the first sentence. And what he did was introduced an amendment to eliminate everything from the bill after the first sentence.
So that's an example.
Well, see, I think what you're talking, I'm just talking about the macro idea of trying to get people to understand. Common sense to me is the thing you're talking about and the things you say. Sometimes people that are especially educated folks that try to do the right thing every day and try to understand what the issues are, they'll sometimes hear different people talking on talk radio stations. Like, I'm in the WNIS zone here. Mm-hmm. You guys are on that channel.
That's our Saturday night affiliate there.
That's exactly right. And I tune in when I'm there, when I'm out running around, if I'm doing things. I'll have that on and I'll be listening to you guys.
Right.
But anyway, a lot of the talk show hosts, it's very sexy. I'll just say it this way. It is very sexy and very cool to be a libertarian talk show host that challenges the listeners to think. Okay? And that is often what goes on in talk radio. And when I worked in talk radio, I found...
No, it's not, Steve. There's hardly any libertarian talk show hosts out there. We're really the only show that's got them.
There are a couple, and I will say he's partially right. There are a couple of talk show hosts
local ones
that will throw around the word libertarian.
Right.
And I think there are actually some, like, Libertarian Party members who do host, like, a local show. I know that...
I was speaking, Ian, of local programming. Like, in this market, there's a guy named Tony McCraney, and he totally ticks off a lot of the quote-unquote Republican voters who are in this area, which is a military area in southeastern Virginia near the Navy base and all that. But he does challenge thinking. And there's another guy on there that's with him that does challenge thinking. So locally, we do have someone here who really challenges everybody. And I'm just saying to you that keep on with the fight. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, that's why we're here, right?
You're doing it. You're doing it, and you're being consistent, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. And that's why we're here. I mean, we want to get people thinking, even if they don't agree. We want them to think about things from a perspective that they don't normally get. You know, the reason why people like Michael Savage are popular is because he panders to that anger that people have, where they want to blame other people for their problems and find some sort of scapegoat. In this case, it's the liberals, or it's the immigrants, or, you know, you fill in the blank of whoever the scapegoat is at the moment. And that kind of talk radio has been very, very popular for a long time, and I understand why it's popular. It's the reason why Chris Cantwell is popular, a former co-host on Free Talk Live, because they pander to that anger sentiment. And certainly it's easy to be angry. There's a lot of things out there to be angry about, but I think it is important to stay positive and realize that, you know, humanity is... Things are getting better, I think, over time. It's a long run. You know, it takes a long time. It's an ugly process of improvement and evolution. And if we can contribute to that a little bit by doing our little radio show on, you know, 179 radio stations right now and having people hear us and hopefully calling in to talk about these ideas, you know, there's no guarantee that everything that we say is right here on Free Talk Live, but we do pretty firmly believe in the ideas of non-aggression. And I think that is an incontrovertible truth that it is right to not aggress against our peaceful neighbors, and that's ultimately the basis of libertarianism. And if we can effectively communicate that on a regular basis here, maybe people will finally understand what libertarianism actually is, instead of having it polluted by people like Gary Johnson or Glenn Beck, who like to tout that they're libertarians and then actually don't explain or express what the non-aggression principle is and why, you know, this basic concept that we learned in preschool should be something that we as adults adhere to in our lives today. Steve, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's sad, but the fact is these are real basic, simple ideas that people just can't seem to get a hold of. They just can't let go of their desire to control their neighbor. And until they do, we're never going to get to that next level of humanity's evolution. We'll get there at some point, though. Over time.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial and toll free. Join us in the remaining moments here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How would you feel if the cops pulled you over and then gave you a coupon for a free pizza?
Annoyed?
Really annoyed.
How would you feel about the pizza company in that particular case? Because obviously the...
Annoyed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably take it out on the pizza company.
How would you do that?
I don't know. I have to think about it for a long time.
Would you burn the pizza coupon? would you order the pizza and then turn it upside down and just, like, throw it on the floor? And
I'd probably, like, complain to headquarters, like, y'all gave me a free coupon, but you threatened to kill me first, and that's...
Right?
Like, just tell the story, but in English instead of in status
of dogma. What actually happened.
Yeah.
So what you're talking about there is the police and the government generally will use euphemisms to cover up the violence of what's actually happening.
Come see the violence inherent in the system.
Right. I mean, if you don't pull over for the cop, you know, even though that cop is pulling you over to give you a pizza coupon, what's that cop going to do? That cop's not used to people not pulling over for them. Normally, the way they handle that is to throw down spike strips or run you off the road or, you know, take some sort of ultra-aggressive, increasingly aggressive action.
Right.
In order to get you to do what they want you to do.
Right. So in this case, we were talking a couple segments ago about the situation down in Crestview, Florida, yeah, where the police have a program called Food from the Fuzz. It's alliteration,
yeah,
Ian.
Yeah, that's right.
Alliteration. Where they said that... Well, the program, which has not actually been implemented, generated excitement and online discussion, blah-de-da. They were going to pull people over, give them certificates.
What about somewhere to be? And I don't really need your pizza that bad.
Well, you think that you should be able to run anybody over that's in your way when you're in a hurry, so just run over Chief Tony Taylor?
That's not what I said, and also what you should be able to do has nothing to do with what is going to happen if you don't.
So, Chief Tony Taylor says, programs like ours have been done by police departments all over the country without issue, and also in other countries.
Not without issue.
Yeah,
there's always
issue.
Been issue.
Right.
The program was developed purely to reward good driving. Mm. These courteous, civic-minded citizens make a significant positive contribution to the safety of our community. Chief Taylor noted that some social media posts, overwhelmingly from out-of-towners, perverted the program's intent.
Because the people, hold on, because the people from in-town are scared to death. Like, they don't want to speak up. Nobody wants to speak up against the police department because then they're going to be targeted, and people know that stuff. So it's safe for an out-of-towner to do it.
The out-of-towners perverted the program's intent to appear as if the police department were finding means to conduct vehicle searches for everything from illicit narcotics to smuggled aliens.
Yeah, and to me, this seems... I mean, I wonder if this stuff has ever been challenged. I mean, Melanie, you are trained as an attorney. You went to school. You went to law school. You're not a licensed attorney at the moment, but you did go to law school for it. And is it legal to do this? Like, could there be a challenge?
I don't know that it's ever gone up. I don't think it has. It's not legal unless it's already been ruled legal, and that's a weird sentence, but they don't have PC, and
right.
They're making a detainment.
PC being probable cause.
Right.
And they don't have anything in statute. And
they don't even have suspicion.
It doesn't matter
they're
if they have.
Over.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they have suspicion.
They haven't observed a crime being committed.
Yeah.
They haven't observed a traffic law being violated, but they're pulling somebody over. They're detaining somebody. They're taking away their freedom.
So,
and
I said,
oh, here's a coupon. Here's a coupon. It makes it all better.
Let me continue here. Where the chief, he's got more things to say.
Yeah.
Where he says, there have been those who posted irresponsible comments trying to put a negative spin on a positive initiative. It's easy to jump on social media when there are no consequences for manufacturing conspiracy theories. There's absolutely no plan to violate anyone's rights.
Except for the one you announced.
Yeah.
Our intent was only to reward good driving. There's no hidden agenda.
No.
It's not hidden, so that's actually accurate, but...
Chief Taylor and members of his command staff noted many police interactions with local residents can result in negative consequences, such as a traffic citation or an arrest, but opportunities to reward good behavior are infrequent. Chief Taylor continues, while there are plenty of statutes to address wrongdoing, there's no statute that lets us reward citizens for doing good.
So we'll do it anyway.
He's admitting that he doesn't have the authority to do what he was going to do.
Right.
So he says, if a motorist is observed driving well, the pizza will still be forthcoming, but not by being pulled over. Those blue lights in your rearview mirror are reserved for bad drivers.
So they changed.
Fear not. If you're pulled over in Crestview, you will not get a free pizza. It's
right.
Because you're driving poorly and you might get a ticket.
So, but he changed this.
He changed it after those people from out of town perverted our program.
Right.
By saying that we were going to illegally detain and search people.
I find, I'm glad that the program got changed.
Yes.
I don't think it's as objectionable if a free pizza coupon shows up in your mailbox and it says, we saw you driving well the other day. Thank you, citizen. Here's a free pizza from Jerry's.
That's still
kind
of creepy, but I think it is preferable to the detainment.
I mean, you know they're out there. You know they're watching, so it's not, you know, a
surprise. but you usually don't, like, get emails from the NSA.
No,
hey, I saw your Google searches the other day. Is this
right.
What you were trying to find?
I read that email. And your use of commas and punctuation was spot on.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sarah.
Thanks, NSA.
She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you support the police pulling people over and giving them free pizza coupons, Sarah?
Well, you know, I just called because they're all hyped up in our city to get the high school kids safe from getting shot to death. But they could care less about the high school kids getting killed or hurt by cars.
Yeah, but what about pizza coupons? That's what I want to know about. What?
Well, it's Free Talk Live, right? It's not what
You're right.
you guys want to talk
right.
about. Why don't you change your show to whatever we want to talk about, like Bitcoin?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Do you use Bitcoin, Sarah? Did you ever get a smartphone?
I can ask you questions when you call in, and that's all I did. You're still welcome to call about what you want, so please, go right ahead. What's the problem with the high schoolers?
Well, you know what? I mean, they want to, hype up security. Our city councilors are worried about the threats of they have a, I'm going to shoot up the school, you know? They're going to get all worked up over it, and they want to change laws. But if I was to tell them, I met six kids that got hit by a car, broke their hips and stuff like that on...
Did you?
On that. They could care less. They're like, that's not
No, but
important.
Did that actually happen?
Did you meet those people?
Of course I did. I stand on that corner right next to a high school, Del Norte.
You met six kids that broke their hips? All of them broke their hips?
No, they did get hit by cars. Sometimes two times. One time they did get hit, and they were in the hospital for 3 days.
All six of them?
They did get hurt.
At the same time or at different times? I'm very confused here.
Did somebody plow into a group of six high school students, or were they, over last few years, one of them?
They were standing in a triangle, and somebody thought, it's high school bowling.
So I met a person that got hit 4 years ago while going to school. But I met seven different people that
all
got
high
hit
school
by
students?
So is the solution here to ban high schoolers from being pedestrians? Is it to ban cars?
I mean, I think this is the same solution as the other one, just ban schools.
You know what? I want the red light cameras back on that intersection. But they're like, we can't do that, We want,
people actually drive more dangerously when there's red light cameras.
Yeah, and we've presented Sarah with this evidence before.
She doesn't care about evidence.
Yeah.
She's just all about the emotion. But I'm still not clear. Did you meet six high school students who were all hit by a car? Or are you saying
you just met
six people?
While they were high school students, are they currently high school students?
Well, actually, two of them was a former high school student.
Former high school. Well, everybody's a former high school student.
Except for the ones that dropped out before
high
school.
That drop out of
middle
school.
But they're still a former student.
But not former high school student.
That went to that same school. It was at Del Norte High School by crossing that intersection.
Now, how did the one... So was it one high school student that got hit while they were in high school or six of them?
Six of them while they were going to high school.
Okay, but they're not all in high school right now.
They all went to high school.
I'm just trying to understand this
so
story.
So am I.
Here. I'm just trying to get my mind wrapped around this. So are you saying that high school students aren't paying attention, or was there some madman who just drove and barreled onto the sidewalk and hit them?
Okay, how about six cars running the red light on the yellow arrow, okay? How can you cross like that?
If they're turning on the yellow arrow, they're not running
legal.
A red light.
It's legal to go on the yellow arrow.
That's actually what the driver's handbook tells you to do.
Look, if you are in high school, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. If you are in high school and you have not yet learned to look both ways before you cross the street, you get what's coming to you.
I'm more curious why Sarah's hanging out with high school kids.
Well, whatever she's into,
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but... if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.